No, I think for the people living in Lampedusa, it's certainly a problem. It's a very, very small island, and the Italian government need to provide all the assistance necessary to house the people on Lampedusa Island and ensure that those others are moved to accommodation on the mainland. But no, I think that the statements by the Italian authorities are unhelpful at this moment. A movement of 4,000, 5,000 people is certainly not a small amount of people, but for a country up to 60 million people, it should be manageable.
Do people believe that many thousand more will continue to flee, though, given the ongoing turmoil in Tunisia, Egypt, and other North African and Arab countries?
I think that the situation at the moment in North African countries is uncertain. The true answer is we really don't know what's going on. We find it very difficult to get information as to what's happening exactly in Tunisia. Having said that, there are European directives which cater for the situation of large movements of people. There's a directive granting temporary protection, and we would call on the European states to continue to monitor the situation, to accept the arrivals of people coming in at the moment and ensure that they have access to asylum procedures. What we're extremely concerned about is the statements where the Italian authorities are calling on Maghrebin states, North African states, and other European states to prevent people from leaving. We're concerned that there may be people among the people who are leaving who are in need of protection, and arbitrarily stopping people from leaving could actually put some people's lives at risk.
Italy has, in fact, asked for EU help in trying to deal with this influx of migrants. Are you surprised by that, as you say, given the fact that it is not a huge amount of people, although they have come in quite a short period of time? I mean, what does JRS believe should be the response of Italy and the other European countries on whose shores the migrants may end up?
The first thing I'd like to say is I'm sure that the Italian authorities have information that we don't have. So maybe they have information as to larger numbers of people intending on leaving. So hold my judgment for that. What we would be calling on the European authorities to do is to monitor the situation closely, to ensure that those people who are leaving have access to protection within European waters. And if necessary, if the movement of people becomes bigger, then the directive on temporary protection needs to be applied.
Several dozen migrants have already drowned in the Mediterranean Sea during this exodus. I mean, is it likely we're going to see more deaths because they're travelling on such overcrowded and rickety boats?
Well, 14,000 people have died trying to get into Europe in the last 15, 20 years. It's just a continuation of that. Unfortunately, when people are fleeing, they can't choose the means in which they try to get out. And I think if the situation continues to be unstable in North Africa, then we're going to continue to see people dying.
How has the island of Lampedusa coped so far in this latest exodus? I mean, what are conditions like there for the migrants?
The conditions are difficult at the moment. I understand that the Italian authorities have now opened a reception centre on the island and that they're planning on moving people over. I mean, Lampedusa is an island with a population of a few thousand people. The arrival of 4,000 or 5,000 people is obviously going to put pressure on the situation. What we will be calling on European states, the Italian state first, but European states as well, considering this could get bigger, is to make plans to ensure that if there are larger movements of people, then the structures will be put in place to cater for them. And obviously there needs to be some form of contact with governments in North Africa to try and find a solution to what's happening. People talk about people leaving all of the time, looking for better opportunities in Europe, but what we can actually see at the moment in Northern Africa is there's a great deal of instability and uncertainty about what the future holds. So it's obvious that people will try and take advantage of that to seek safety.
And what role is the local Catholic Church and maybe JRS playing in Lampedusa and these other areas? I heard that some of the churches were flinging open their doors. Do you know any more about that?
We haven't got a great deal of information. JRS had a project down there, but as you know, that Lampedusa closed. The staff in JRS Italy are now considering what their action should be over the next couple of months, because we don't feel that this is going to be a situation that's going to come and go within a number of days.
And what has been the reception like from the locals in Lampedusa, who have long been used to migrants landing on their shores en route from Africa?
I think there have been differing reports. We've read statements that some of the authorities have been welcoming and calling for, before Lampedusa Centre was open, calling for the centre to be opened. I'm sure that the population is somewhat concerned. There's a lot of alarmist reporting in newspapers at the moment talking about, as you said, the numbers arriving of biblical proportions. People will be understandably concerned about that. I think it's up to the government to calm temperaments and ensure that the facilities are available either in Lampedusa but also on the mainland.
But as you implied, this is an ongoing issue, isn't it? The flow of migrants from North Africa to Italy. And presumably it's not going to end as long as there's huge poverty and high unemployment in those Maghreb countries and relative prosperity over here in Italy.
Well, I think there are a number of issues. I think when we're talking about the people in the past, at least arriving through Lampedusa, 75% of them claimed asylum and half of those were granted some form of international protection. So we're actually talking about a particular type of person who was desperately fleeing human rights abuses in many cases, and if not in persecution. I think what's needed now, we can see that what's happening in the Mediterranean, the Dublin Convention, where all of the border states are responsible for the arrival of asylum seekers and the northern states are shirking their responsibility, particularly those further away from the borders. We need a concerted action now by European governments to ensure that this is not a problem of Italy, this is not a problem of Greece, this is not a problem of Spain or Portugal, this is a European issue. The Refugee Convention and international protection is based on the concept of responsibility sharing, and European states now, particularly in Europe now, need to get together and provide, show that responsibility towards those people in need of international protection. But as you said, in the long term, there's also an issue of poverty and instability, and what happens is we need to also address that issue, because not only does poverty force people to flee, but it also creates instability and leads to conflict.
But on the part of the West, obviously, there needs to be solidarity, because this is a humanitarian issue, isn't it?
And at the moment, this is, as you said, a humanitarian issue. It's an issue to which we need to respond immediately, and then afterwards look more calmly towards what solutions can be found. At the moment, what's happening in Northern Africa, in Egypt, in Tunisia, has given people a lot of hope that the regimes in the future that will be installed will be more democratic, which will hopefully give more access to opportunity for their populations. At the moment, there's violence, there's instability, people are concerned, people are fleeing, and both Italy and European states have signed up to international agreements in which they provide protection to people fleeing from those circumstances.
I was speaking to James Stapleton, International Communications Coordinator for the Jesuit Refugee Services.